www.attableek.com, the reviver of Iman.
إنكم على بينة من ربكم ما لم تظهر فيكم سكرتان, سكرة الجهل وسكرة حب العيش. وأنتم تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتجاهدون في سبيل الله. فإذا ظهر فيكم حب الدنيا فلا تأمرون بالمعروف ولا تنهون عن المنكر ولا تجاهدون في سبيل الله. والقائلون يومئذ بالكتاب والسنة كالسابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار, وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's treasures are limitless. وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To Allah belongs the treasures of the heavens and the earth. Whatever Allah decides, if Allah wants to bring something into existence, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Allah's affair is such that when Allah decides something, Allah says, be, and it becomes. Ulama say, أَمْرُهُ بَيْنَ الْكَافِ وَالنُّونَ. Not even necessary for Allah to say kun. Allah's affair is between the kaf and the noon. وَمَا أَمْرُنَا إِلَّا كَلَمْحِ الْبَصَرِ أَوْ هُوَ أَقْرَبُ. Allah says, our affair is like the blinking of an eyelid, no faster than the blinking of an eyelid. Whatever Allah decides, whatever Allah wants to give, Allah's treasures are limitless. Yet amongst all the treasures of Allah, amongst all the treasures of Allah in this world, we find in one or two ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam an ajeeb mode of expression. People desire good, people desire things, they ask Allah. Allah gives to whom He wants, Allah takes from whom He wants. But what happens when Allah desires good? One is we desire from Allah, the other is when Allah has decided. Allah has made the irada, Allah has made the decision for khair and good for a person. Then what does Allah give him? We find two ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wherein this expression is found. May yuridillahu bihi khaira. May yuridillahu bihi khaira. That person for whom Allah has decided khair and good. What does Allah give him? Does Allah make him wealthy? Does Allah give him health? Does Allah give him a lot of children? Does Allah give him property? Does Allah give him a long life? Normally these are the things which we tend to associate khair and good with. These are valuable. In the eyes of Allah, what is valuable? The first hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may yuridillahu bihi khaira. Allah has decided khair and good for someone. What does Allah give him? Yufaqqihu fiddeen. Yufaqqihu fiddeen. Allah increases his understanding of deen. Allah gives him hidayat. Allah gives him tafaqquh fiddeen. And the second hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may yuridillahu bihi khaira. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah desires khair and good for someone. What does Allah do? Yusib minhu. Now this goes against our logic, our understanding. What does yusib minhu mean? Allah puts him through some takleef, some hardship, some difficulty. Allah desired good for him. Allah, who owns everything, could have given him whatever he wants. Yet Allah desired khair and good. What does Allah do? Yusib minhu. Allah puts him through some takleef, some difficulty, some hardship. The Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, وَجَدَنَا خَيْرَ الْخَيْرِ فِي مُخَالَفَةِ النَّفْسِ. وَجَدَنَا خَيْرَ الْخَيْرِ فِي مُخَالَفَةِ النَّفْسِ. Every khair, every good we found when we went against our nafs. With mujahada, with some difficulty, with some hardship, every khair, every benefit, every good we found through that. Mawlana Ubaidullah rahmatullah alayhi, on one occasion he mentioned both these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May yuridillahu bihi khayra yufaqihu fi ddeen, wa may yuridillahu bihi khayran yusib minhu. That Allah has decided khair and good for someone. Allah increases his understanding of deen, Allah opens the door of hidayat for him. And Allah Ta'ala puts him through some takleef, some difficulty, some hardship in his path. He said, Allah's fazal, the grace and mercy of Allah, any person in this day and age who comes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever period of time, any person that comes out in the path of Allah ta'ala, both these things happen. Inevitably his understanding of deen will increase. And inevitably he will go through some difficulty, some hardship. Whether his sleeping patterns are affected, or his eating patterns are affected, whatever, some difficulty, some takleef, he'll have to make bardash, he'll have to forbear when he comes out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. He says this is a clear indication that when Allah gives the tawfiq to anyone to come out in his path, Allah has made the decision of khair and good for such a person. May yuridillahu bihi khaira. This tawfiq to come take one step out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is not an ordinary thing. Allah has made the decision of khair and good for such a person. This is why, like the poet says, meri talab bhi kisi ke karam ka sadqa hai. Meri talab bhi kisi ke karam ka sadqa hai. Ye kadam utha nahi uthaya jata hai. But even this desire that has entered my heart to go closer to Allah, this is someone's sadaqah. This is Allah's favor, Allah's mercy upon me. One cannot take the step of one's own accord, the step is taken for one. Allah has blessed us by bringing us in this environment. Allah has blessed us by planting that seed and the desire to go out in His path. Our elders say, kaam haq hai. The work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is haq. It is the truth. There is absolutely no doubt in it. Aur uske upar Allah ka wada bhi haq hai. And what Allah has promised, when the effort of deen will take place, when the effort of deen will take place, Allah will blow the winds of hidayat. Allah will establish His deen. Allah will bring about the establishment of His command in the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah will make the decision of millions being saved from Jahannam and going to Jannah. All this is the promise of Allah on the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The work is haq, the promise of Allah is haq. Our elders say, masla kya hai? What is the obstacle? Why is it not happening? The work is haq, Allah's promise is haq. Why are the conditions not changing? They say, masla kaam karne walo ka hai. The issue is those who are doing the work. The issue is those who are doing the work. How is this effort taking place? Hidayat we are hearing, guidelines we are hearing. How this time should be spent whilst out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the criteria. Like our elders say, ek hai waqt guzarna aur ek hai waqt banana. One is to while the time away. Time will pass. Whether it is 40 days, whether it is 4 months, whatever it is, time will pass. That is the quality of time. Time doesn't stop. One is to pass the time, the other is to make the time. Kama tahyon tamutun. Kama tahyon tamutun. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, as you will live, as you will live. What is meant by this? As you will utilize your time, your mort and your death will occur similarly. وَكَمَا تَمُوتُونَ تُحْشَرُونَ. And as your mort will occur, Allah will raise you just like that. Mu'azah Adawiyya radiallahu anha was the student of Aisha radiallahu anha, Ummul Mu'mineen. She was the Tabi'i generation after Sahaba. Her husband was Silah bin Ashyam rahimahullah. One day, on the same day, husband and son became shaheed in the path of Allah. She only had one son. Husband and son on the same day became shaheed in the path of Allah. The people of the locality came, women of the locality came and knocked on the door of Mu'azah. She opened the door and she addressed them, in kuntunna ji'tunna lituhanni anni bima akramani Allahu bi fadak. وَإِن كُنْتُنَّ جِئْتُنَّ لِغَيْرِ ذَلِكْ فَرْجِعَانِ. She said, if you people have come to congratulate me, give me Mubarak Badi, that Allah has accepted my husband and my son in his path, then enter my home. If you have come with any other purpose, then I humbly request you, please return. Value for time. How is the time used? They said for the next 20 years, she lived 20 years after her husband passed away. For the next 20 years, her back did not touch the bed at night. She would fall asleep on the musalla while making tahajjud salah. And whilst making tahajjud salah, when the sleep would come, she would address herself, she would remonstrate, and she would say, Ajibtu li'aynin tanam, Ajibtu li'aynin tanam. وَهِيَ عَرَفَتْ طُولَ الرِّقَاتِ فِي ظُلَمِ الْقُبُورِ. She would say, oh my eyes, what is the matter with you? What is wrong with you? How is it that you desire to sleep? Don't you know what a long sleep you will get in the darkness of the grave? Why do you want to sleep now? ایک ہے وقت گزارنا ایک ہے وقت بنانا. One is to while the time, the other is to make the time. Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali used to say, اگر وقت بنائیں گے تو وقت قیمتی بنے گا اور اگر وقت قیمتی بنائیں گے تو زندگی قیمتی بنے گا اور زندگی قیمتی بنائیں گے تو موت اور آخرت بھی قیمتی ہو جائیں گے. He's to say that if you make the time will become valuable, and if the time is made valuable, then the life will be valuable, and if the life is valuable, then your موت and your آخرت will be valuable also. And conversely, we can understand that if the time is not spent correctly, then obviously the value of that and the value of one's life and the value of one's akhirat also will be affected. 20 years her back did not touch the bed. The time came for her to leave this world, she looked up at her front porch. She started smiling, then she started crying. So the slave girl asked her, and the maidservant asked her, then Mu'azah, you smiled first, then you cried, what is the meaning of this? She said, I saw my husband Silah. I saw my husband Silah, he was dressed in green robes. And there was a Nurani makhluk with him which I had never seen before. He was smiling at me and he told me that Mu'azah, the iftar of your fast of today will be with me. So mujhe umeed hua ke Allah ne mere maghfirat kar diya. So some hope entered my heart that Allah has made my maghfirat. Then why did you cry? Ask ourselves this question, my respected brothers, why was she crying? Why was she crying? She said, the realization dawned upon my heart. The realization dawned upon my heart that Mu'azah, after today, the lazzat, the ecstasy, the sweetness of fasting, you will no longer experience. The ecstasy of tilawat of Qur'an you will no longer experience. The lazzat and ecstasy that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, إِنَّ شَهْوَتِي فِي قِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ. إِنَّ شَهْوَتِي فِي قِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ. He used to say, Allah has kept my shahwat, my ecstasy, my desire, my enjoyment in tahajjud salah. So she said, Mu'azah, this lazzat of tahajjud salah will be lost to you forever. This is why I was crying. Kama tahyoon tamutoon. As you will live, Allah will give you more than that condition also. So my respected brothers, Allah has given the tawfiq, Allah has given the ability to come out in His path. Let us not have this mindset that the qurbani is given already, that I prepared myself, I'm going for 40 days, I'm going for 4 months, whatever it is. So now I've made qurbani. The qurbani is not that. The qurbani starts now. The qurbani and sacrifice starts now. That how is this time spent? How is this time spent? And one of the greatest traps and deceptions of shaitan is to convince one that mashallah, you have made the qurbani, you have made the sacrifice, you have come out. Now you have reached where you're supposed to reach. Now turn your gaze towards others. This is one of the greatest traps and deceptions of shaitan. Normally when a person is far away from deen, he's far away from deen, there is no deen in his life, there is no salah in his life, the obedience of Allah is not there in his life, jamaat makes his tashkil, somebody meets him in gush, or he comes in a bayan, and Allah puts it in his heart to come out in his path. Then this person comes out, at that time he comes out with the need to learn deen. He comes out with the need to change his life. He comes out with the need to make tawbah, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But gradually what happens? As he keeps coming out in the path of Allah, and to some extent, the kabair, the major sins that were there in his life, he has made tawbah. If he wasn't making salah, he started making salah. If there was certain haram in his life, he gave up that haram. So that change has come in his life. Then gradually what happens? The effort that shaitan makes upon him is to turn the focus away from himself to others. He begins to perceive and looking at the weaknesses and shortness and shortcomings and deficiencies of others, and he forgets about himself. This is a grave, very, very grave and dangerous trap of shaitan. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, جو آدمی اللہ کے راستے میں نکلتے ہیں جو آدمی اللہ کے راستے میں نکلتے ہیں اپنے اصلاح کے لیے. The person who comes out in the path of Allah worried about how he is spending his time, concerned about his own islah. Ask ourselves the question, my respected brothers, whether I'm 30 years of age or 40 years of age or 50 years of age, whatever my age is, up till today have I read 2 rakat salah, even 2 rakat salah, which I think is worthy of presenting in Allah's court. Leave 2 rakat salah, have I even made 1 sajda? Have I even made 1 sajda that I think is worthy of presenting in Allah's court? If I haven't made 1 sajda like that, then where have I got the time and energy to worry about the deficiencies of other people? What is my condition? Allah is not going to ask you about the next person. Allah is going to ask you about yourself. Allah is not going to ask you about the next person's weaknesses. Allah is going to ask you about your own weaknesses. He should say, جو آدمی اللہ کے راستے میں اپنے اصلاح کے لئے نکلتا ہے وہ نکلے گا وہ بنے گا. The person will come out for his own islah, will spend his time correctly. What is meant by spending time correctly? What is meant by making the time? وقت قیمتی بنتے ہیں اعمال سے. I have Lohab Sahib down Barakatuh, he says 40 days in the path of Allah is not 40 days. What it means? It means 40 tahajjud. 40 2.5 hours up to 3 hours ta'aleem. 40 gash. 40 giving da'wah to 25 times each day of Allah's greatness. 40 ishraq salah. 40 days means what? 40 occasions where morning and evening, 100 times salawat, 100 times istighfar, 100 times third kalima. It's not a question of days, it's amal. And he used to say, with such pabandi, with such regularity, agar ek din ka tahajjud naga ho jaye to phir dobara shuru karna. He used to say, with such regularity, I am so much in need of these amal that if my tahajjud of one day is missed, I must start my time again.
وہ یوسف صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سے صحیح جو آدمی اللہ کے راستے میں نکلتے ہیں اپنے اصلاح کے لیے وہ بنے گا اور ایسے بنے گا کہ اس جیسا بنا ہوا ملنا مشکل ہوگا. The person will come out with his own Islam, with the niyat of his own Islam, his own reformation. He will be made, and he will be made to such an extent that to find another one made like him will be difficult. Aur jo dusron ke islah ke liye nikalte hain, apne islah ke liye nahi nahi. And that person who comes out in the path of Allah and his gaze is only on others. Like a lot of times, you'll hear Satis, people are, brother is in the work for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. By gives six qualities. Person stands up. That person who recites Kalima 100 times a day, his face will shine like the 14th full moon. Person is in Tabligh for 20 years, and you ask him to give the fazilat of first Kalima, this is the only fazilat he knows. As if there is no other fazilat and virtue for the first Kalima. As if there is no other virtue for Kalima. Person recites Kalima, face will shine like the 14th full moon. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali in his Fazail is zikr, more than 100 virtues of Kalima Tawheed is mentioned. When we give the six qualities, speak of the third quality, ilm. Person who learns one masla of deen, Allah will give him the reward of 100 rakats of nafil salah. Person who learns one chapter of deen, Allah will give him the reward of 1,000 rakats of nafil salah. For whom is this virtue? For whom is this virtue? Allah protect us, Allah forgive us gradually as the time goes, my respected brothers. Subconsciously in our mind, these virtues are for other people, not for us. Person is 20 years in Tabligh. And the shock to acquire the knowledge of deen is not there. The fact that I am in Tabligh, we feel is sufficient. Ponch gaya, I've reached something. 100 rakat of nafil salaf to learn one masla of deen for somebody else, not for me. To learn one chapter of deen, 1,000 rakat of nafil salaf, that is for the majma, not for me. Stand up after asr, give the virtue of making Allah zikr. And immediately after that, what is this person doing? The one who gave the virtues of making Allah zikr, immediately after that majlis, he's standing outside and making ghibat about somebody. In other words, make Allah zikr, the virtue of it is for you, not for me. This is a very grave danger and trap which shaitan puts in front of us, where the whole focus of our effort goes on to others. Look at this one, look at that one, look at that one, how he's behaving, how he's talking, how he's doing. Jo Allah ke raaste mein nikalte hai, dusro ke islah ke liye, apne islah ke liye nahi, Yusuf sahab Abdullah used to say, wo bigrega, aur aise bigrega, ke is jaisa bigra hua milna mushkil hoga. You see, this person will become spiritually destroyed in the path of Allah. In the place, in other words, understand this analogy, that he will become sick in the hospital. One is a person becomes sick outside, it's understandable. You've come to the hospital for treatment and you're becoming sick in the hospital. He should say, "Woh bigrega, Allah ke raaste mein bigrega." Allah protect us. He would say, in the path of Allah, this person will be spiritually destroyed. And destroyed to such an extent that to find another one destroyed like him will be difficult. What is meant that the ujub? One is the pride of wealth. Where a person is wealthy, is driving a fancy car, is wearing a fancy suit, he feels, mashallah, I am somebody, he looks down upon others. This pride, Allah does not tolerate pride. لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال حبة من خردل من كبر. Allah's Rasul said that person who has pride and arrogance equivalent to a grain of mustard seed will never enter Jannah. Allah does not tolerate pride. Al-kibriyaw ridai. Kibriyai, dignity, honor is for Allah. One is the pride of wealth, arrogance. This pride
is dangerous, my respected brothers, but is not as dangerous as another type of pride. Because this pride can be seen. This pride can be perceived. You can treat this pride. More dangerous than this pride is another type of pride. And that is the pride of one's piety. And mashallah, I've spent 4 months, or I'm giving 4 months every year. Oh mashallah, I give chilla. Oh mashallah, I'm involved in my masjidwar jamaat. Oh mashallah, I am on deen. That type of pride, what we call ujub, pride on one's piety. Ulama say this type of pride is more dangerous than the first type of pride. Why? Because this pride is not visible, is not easily discernible. So to treat it becomes difficult. And what is the sign of this pride? What is the sign of this pride? Ulama explained, they say the sign of this pride is when you begin to notice the deficiencies and shortcomings of others. And the gaze is no more on yourself. Dawat and Tabligh, this work is what, my respected brothers? Zama Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali is to say, this work is the six qualities. This work is the six qualities. That person who is spending time in the path of Allah, and these six qualities are increasing in his life. And when will it increase? When we have the fikr and the worry for it. He used to say, when a person is spending time in the path of Allah, and his yaqeen in Allah is increasing, his dependence in Allah is increasing, sunnah is coming in his life, khushu and khudu is coming in his salah, his knowledge of deen is increasing, his dhyan and consciousness of Allah is increasing, akhlaq of Huzur-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming in his life, his ikhlas, his sincerity, jazba for ikhlas and correcting his intention is increasing. His jazba to increase his qurbani and sacrifice, spend his wealth and life in the path of Allah is increasing. If these six qualities are coming in his life, then he is doing tabligh. And if these six qualities are not coming in his life, if these qualities are not increasing, then my respected brothers, Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, ke samajh rahe ke kaam kar rahe lekin nahi kar. Is to say that such a person thinks he is doing tabligh. He thinks he is doing tabligh, but he is not doing tabligh. Because tabligh is these six qualities. That sifat of iman, qualities of iman, these have to come into our lives. And this is why, as I mentioned in the beginning, our elders say, kaam haq hai, Allah ka wada haq hai, nataij kyun nahi dekh rahe hai, kyunki masla kaam karne walon ka hai. The work is the truth. The promise of Allah is haq. Why we are not seeing the results? The issue and the question is those that are doing the work. So those of us whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the tawfiq and the ability, we are going out in the path of Allah ta'ala. My respected brothers, let us correct our intention. Let us correct our intention. Let us understand every moment of this time is precious, is valuable. This time has to be utilized correctly. Keep our own Islah, our own reformation in front of us. I am in need. Let us not look at the weaknesses of others. Let us not look at the deficiencies of others. Let us not plant the seeds of disunity and discord amongst ourselves. Adopt humility. Look up to others. Look down upon yourself. Mawlana Ihsan Sahib, Daun Barakati, used to say, we have become such that if the next person has 999 good qualities and one weakness, the only thing we notice about him is his weakness. And if I have 999 bad qualities and one good quality, the only thing I notice about myself is my good quality. أَبْصَرُ النَّاسِ مَنْ كَانَ بِعَيْبِهِ بَصِيرًا وَعَنْ عَيْبِ غَيْرِهِ ضَرِيرًا. Like the poet says, the person with the best eyesight, أَبْصَرُ النَّاسِ, is the one when it comes to his own faults he can see. And when it comes to the faults of others, he can't see. He has the best eyesight. So when this jazba will come in us, then this concern to spend our time correctly will come. Because definitely, this acceptance and tawfiq to come out in the path of Allah Ta'ala is already a clear indication that Allah has made the decision of khair. May yuridillahu bi khaira. Allah has decided khair, Allah has decided good for us. So let us make qadr and appreciate
this ni'mat and this bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by spending and utilizing our time correctly. And those who are returning back for whatever reason, the returning back also should be with this jazbah and niyat and zeal, that how I can go and see to whatever I need to see, and as quickly as possible myself come out in the path of Allah. And whilst I am not out in the path of Allah, to make nusrat, as we heard, various hidayat, various guidelines were given to us to make nusrat of the jamaats that have come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله على نيته وسره لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام ولك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد لك الحمد على نعمك الكثيرة وآلائك الجثيمة لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس لك الحمد يا ربنا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا سبحان الذي تعطف بالعز وقال به سبحان الذي لبس المجد وتكرم به سبحان الذي لا ينبغي التسبيح إلا له سبحان من أحصى كل شيء بعلمه سبحان ذي الفضل والطول سبحان ذي المن والنعم سبحان ذي المجد والكرم سبحان ذي الجلال والإكرام اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم صل على جسد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأجساد وصل على قبر محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في القبور وصل على روح محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأرواح اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب اغفر لنا ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن سيئات أمة حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد الإنس والجان اللهم افتح باب الهداية يا رب العالمين almost merciful almost kind Allah oh my Allah who is أحد and who is صمد oh my Allah who is لم يلد ولم يولد Oh my Allah, who describes himself, لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ صَاحِبَةً وَلَا وَلَدًا Oh my Allah, the kingdom and dominion of the heavens and the earth belongs only to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, your treasures are limitless, Ya Allah. Everything that exists is your creation, O my Kareem Allah. O my Allah, your power, your qudrat is muhit, it encompasses every facet of this creation. Every cell in our bodies, every atom in this universe belongs to you, my Allah. O my Allah, our dirty, filthy tongues, our puny, limited intellect can never ever do justice to describing your greatness. Ya Allah, you are as you have described yourself, Ya Allah. Anta al-qail, fa-ni'ma ma kult. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم
أنت القاهر فنعم ما قلت. سبح لله ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. له ملك السماوات والأرض يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو معكم أينما كنتم والله بما تعملون بصير. Oh may Allah, your greatness is such we can never ever do justice to describing your greatness. Ya Allah, you as you have described yourself, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this majma has formed a delegation has come on your doorstep, oh my Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, we haven't come with any neki or good deeds, Ya Allah. We have come with a mountain of sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have blackened our wujud and our existence, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have said, bring sins equivalent to the grains of sand on this earth. Bring sins equivalent to the foam of the waves of the oceans. Bring sins equivalent to the number of rain droplets that have fallen. Oh my Allah, we have grown more sins than that, Ya Allah. There is no Abu Bakr and Umar amongst us, Ya Allah. There is no Rabia Basri, Junaid Baghdadi amongst us. It is a sinner, Ya Allah. Khar hai, badkar hai, doobe huye zillat mein. Kuch bhi ho, lekin tere Mahboob Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ki ummat hi hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, right now you are asking your angels, why have they gathered? Your angels are saying to you, they desire your mercy, they fear your azab. We have hope, Ya Allah, that right now you are saying to your angels, Ya Malaikati, O my angels, in Yushidukum I make you a witness that I have forgiven them. O my Allah, you have written on your arsh, Inna Rahmati Sabakat Ghadabi, my mercy is greater than my anger. You have said in your Quran, Kataba Rabbukum ala nafsihi rahmah. You have said in your Quran, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ, that you have ordained rahmat and mercy upon yourself. Ya Allah, you commanded us, we disobeyed you. You called us towards you, we ran away from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you commanded us to fill the masjids, we emptied the masjids, Ya Allah. You commanded us to bring the Quran alive in this world. From in every direction there is music, Ya Allah. All youngsters, their bodies are jiving to the music, Ya Allah. You gave this ummah Fatimatul Zahra. You gave this ummah Khadijatul Kubra. You gave this ummah Aisha bint Abi Bakr رضي الله عنه. You commanded this ummah to clothe humanity with the charter and cloak of haya and shame. Our own daughters have become naked, Ya Allah. Our own daughters are dancing naked. You gave us hands to serve humanity. Ya Allah, we have become zalim and we are oppressing everyone that we come into contact with. You gave us tongues to make your zikr. Our tongues have become swords that are slashing at the izzat and dignity of others, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us feet to walk towards the masjid. We are walking towards the den of haram and vice, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have polluted our homes, we have polluted our families, we have polluted our environments with your disobedience, with the instruments of their haya and your shamelessness. Ya Allah. No doubt it is our wrongs. No doubt it is our gunas. No doubt it is our transgressions that have brought this condition and situation upon the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almost every day, we receive news of atrocity, of persecution, of hardship, of bloodshed. of difficulty that is being experienced in some corner of the globe by the Ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One feels that if even the rocks and the stones had eyes, they also will begin to cry. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the rope that you have given to Firaun of today is very, very long, Ya Allah. Like insects, they are crushing the Ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the mother dresses her child up, prepares the child to go to school. The next thing, the bomb goes off. And the burnt child remains of that child are brought home. The father leaves the house, to go to the masjid. The next thing, his janazah is brought back to the house. This ummah gathers outside a bakery to purchase bread. And the next thing, the bombs are raining down upon them. The respect of our mothers and sisters are being looted in front of their families, Ya Allah. No doubt it is our wrongs. No doubt it is our transgressions that have brought this condition upon the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Ya Allah, we are the weak section of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they saw Quran coming down, they saw Wahi coming down, they saw the Mubarak and pure environment of Medina Munawwara. All we have seen is shamelessness, all we have seen is nakedness. This dirty, filthy environment, it's like a steel wall in front of us. Every time we try to go one step closer to you, we are going 20 steps backwards, Ya Allah. Amne achche banne ki bahut koshish ki, lekin hum nahi ban sake, Ya Allah, nahi ban sake. Humne bahut koshish ki. We try to better ourselves, we are unable to, Ya Allah. We have nothing that we can present to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are the weak section of the ummah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, once when your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was returning to Madina Munawwara, he said to his sahaba, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنِّي أَرَى إِخْوَانِي. He said, oh my sahaba, I wish I could see my brothers. Sahaba said to him, أَوَلَسْنَا إِخْوَانَكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. They said, oh Nabi of Allah, we're not your brothers. He said, أَنْتُمْ أَصْحَابِي. He said, you are my sahaba. My brothers are those who will come after you, who are not seeing me, will bring iman with me. Whatever we are, your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam call us his brothers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. What must be happening to his Baath Mubarak Ruh when the halat of his ummah is being presented to him, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you through the tears of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, change the conditions of this ummah, Ya Allah. Restore the dignity and honor of this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers are hungry, feed them, Ya Allah. Our brothers and sisters are without shelter, shelter them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are in khawf, give them amen, Ya Allah. They are in khawf, give them amen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are in khawf, give them amen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those gunas and those transgressions as a result of which this has become the condition of this ummah, Ya Allah, on behalf of the entire ummah, Ya Allah, we are beseeching you for maghfirat, Ya Allah. We are beseeching you, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Innaka antal ghaffar. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, Ya Allah. You are the most forgiving, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the most forgiving, Ya Allah. You are the most forgiving, Ya Allah. You have commanded us to ask you for forgiveness. You love to forgive, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Restore the dignity and honor of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the ummah, Ya
అల్లా, ప్రత్యక్ష సున్నతి అల్లా, ఎల్ల ప్రత్యక్ష సున్నతి అల్లా, ఎల్ల బీచింగ్ అల్లా, ఎల్ల లైక్ ఎండ్స్ హ్యూమానిటీ, హ్యూమానిటీ డ్రోన్స్ ఆఫ్ గోయింగ్ టువర్డ్స్ జహన్నమ్ అల్లా, మిలియన్స్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ ఎవ్రీ డే గోయింగ్ టువర్డ్స్ జహన్నమ్ అల్లా, ఎల్ల వి ఆర్ టేకింగ్ యు అల్లా, ఎల్ల వి ఆర్ టేకింగ్ యు అల్లా ఉంటుంది డోస్ ఆఫ్ హిదాయత్ అల్లా, ఎల్ల గివ్ ద జూస్ హిదాయత్ అల్లా, గివ్ ద క్రిస్టియన్స్ హిదాయత్ అల్లా, గివ్ అమెరికా హిదాయత్ అల్లా, గివ్ యూరప్ హిదాయత్ అల్లా, గివ్ కెనడా హిదాయత్ అల్లా, గివ్ ఆస్ట్రేలియా హిదాయత్ అల్లా, గివ్ చైనా హిదాయత్ అల్లా, గివ్ ఆఫ్రికా హిదాయత్ అల్లా, ఎల్ల ఓపెన్ ద డోస్ ఆఫ్ హిదాయత్ అల్లా. There will be no shortage in your treasures, Ya Allah. Your hadith life will become so happy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of hidayat, Ya Allah. Give humanity hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save humanity from Jahannam. Save humanity from Jahannam. Save humanity from Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Rahman. Ya Rahman, irhamna. Irhamna. Rahmatan tughnina bihan rahmati man siwak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring us. Ya Allah, bring the sunnah back to the masjid, Ya Allah. Allah establish the amal of masjid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the firawns of today, Ya Allah. If hidayat is muqaddar for them, give them hidayat quickly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let them not be obstacles, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the obstacles, Ya Allah. Open the doors of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, accept us for the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, اس کام کے حقائق ہمارے سامنے کھول دے, اس کام کے نفع کھول دے, اس کام کو اپنی زندگی کے مقصد بنانے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ. اے اللہ, ہمیں دین کے داعی بنا دے, ہمیں دین کے داعی بنا دے. اے اللہ, ہمیں دین کے داعی بنا دے, حضور والی کام کے لیے ہمیں قبول فرما دے یا اللہ. یا اللہ, give us the فکر of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, give us his worry, give us his حزن یا اللہ. Accept us for the work of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, take us to the four corners of the world یا اللہ. Let our last breath be in your path یا اللہ. Allah, accept us, Ya Allah, accept our family members, accept the entire ummah of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the clock of our life is ticking, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, when we were little babies in the lap of our mothers said, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. We didn't even know what we were saying. As we sat in their laps, we recited behind them, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Ya Allah, when the time comes for us to leave this world, when the time comes for us to leave this world, Ya Allah, just as in the lap of our mothers we said, La ilaha illallah. Ya Allah, let it be that kalima is on our lips, Ya Allah. Save us from a moat of ruswai, save us from a moat of disgrace, save us from a moat in places of your disobedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us a moat of iman, Ya Allah. Grant us a moat of kalima, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, every day that qabr is calling out, I am the home of insects, I am the home of loneliness, I am the home of fear, I am the home of darkness. Around villages, Ya Allah, will take us. They will put us into those black pits in the ground. They will flick sand upon us and they will go away. Then Munkar and Nakir will come. They will ask us the questions. Ya Allah, if you are not our Sati, if you are not our, if you abandon us in the grave, Ya Allah, then we will not be able to answer those questions. And that grave will turn into a ball of fire. Wa'alhu thawu minan nar. Ya Allah, become our companions in the grave, Ya Allah. Become our companions in the grave, Ya Allah. Give us the tawfiq to answer the questions of the grave, Ya Allah. Make our qabrs gardens from the gardens of Jannat. Do not make it pits from the pits of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, may our brothers and sisters that have passed away, Ya Allah, who are mubtala in azab of qabr, remove the azab of qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the azab of qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the azab of khashar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on that day, on that day the announcement will be made. 1,000 yawma, ayyuhal mujrimun. The sinners must go on one side. Even the sulaha, the atqiya, when they hear this announcement, they will be full of khawf and dread. Ya Allah, what is going to happen to us on that day, Ya Allah? You will be calling underneath
the shaheed of the arsh. You will be calling the ulama, you will be calling the afqiya, you will be calling the sahaba, you will be calling the anbiya alayhi wassalam. You will be calling the people of Dawat and Tabligh. Ya Allah, we are not amongst them, Ya Allah. We are not amongst them, Ya Allah. We are not amongst them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have the love in our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us also shame and need your hearts, Ya Allah. Beautiful creature, Ya Allah. Write in the mouth, Ya Allah. Beautiful creature, Ya Allah. Write in the mouth. And then you can get it. Call us also. Call our families also. Ya Allah, let us receive Jami Kosef with the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us cross the Sirat with the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam. Ya Allah, in this world we can't bear thought taking us. We can't bear headache, Ya Allah. That fire whose stone will burn mountains. What will it do to the flesh and blood of itself? Abhi tu usse sab chahte hai, tu usse sab se bardasht nahi ho sakti, nahi ho sakti. We will never be able to bear that fire. Ya Allah, save us, save our families, save the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Grant us jannatul firdaus, grant us jannatul firdaus, grant us jannatul firdaus. Ya Allah, protect the muqaddasat of this ummah, protect the masjid, the haramain sharifain, protect aqsa. Ya Allah, protect the masajid. Ya Allah, protect the maraqiz. Ya Allah, protect the khanqahs. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, wherever effort of deen is taking place in a manner that is pleasing to you, grant it taraqqi, Ya Allah. Take it from strength to strength, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite the hearts, Ya Allah. The seeds of discord and dispute, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let them not divide the summat, Ya Allah. Let them not divide the summat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wa kabirin, wa ulama, wa elders, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take them from strength to strength. Protect them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, those who have acquired deen from, protect them, Ya Allah. Whoever has asked for du'as, whoever is desirous of du'as, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all the guys' hajat, Ya Allah. Those that are in debt, Ya Allah, remove their debt, Ya Allah. Those that are looking for those partners, grant them those partners. Those that are not well, Ya Allah, grant them shifa'i kamila, ajira, da'ima, mustadirra, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our parents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we will never be able to repay their haq, Ya Allah. Rabbi arhamhuma. Rabbi arhamhuma. رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا. Ya Allah, accept us, Ya Allah, accept our wives, accept our children, Ya Allah, accept the entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you have said in your Quran, wa amma sa'il fala tanhar, do not turn the beggar away. You have said, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have said, do not turn the beggar away. Ya Allah, we are beggars, Ya Allah. We are beggars, Ya Allah. We have not come, Ya Allah. We have not come to the izzat ki qasam hama aya nahi tune hame laya, Ya Allah. We haven't come. You have brought us, Ya Allah. You have brought us. Do not turn us away from Ya Allah. Ya Allah, one time, Ya Allah. One time say to your malaika. One time say to your malaika. That I have forgiven them. ہمارا کام بن جائے گا ہمیں خیالات واپس نہیں کرنے اسے نہیں کرنا اللهم انا نسالك من خير ما سالك منه عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم انت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومتعنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين والحمد لله.
Brother, alhamdulillah, there is a special program for ladies in Shamalil Ulum 324. 670 progress. 670 progress, Madinatul Ulum, inshallah 324. So please try to send all the wonderful folks from your home, inshallah. Jazakum.